Robin, Tim, thank you so much for being with us this morning. And may I say, Tim, from one Richard Kimball to another, I enjoyed and appreciated your work as my namesake.
Thank you so much, Rich. I appreciate it.
Robin, can you talk about the work that's being done by the Creative Coalition?
Sure. The Creative Coalition was galvanized in the 1980s after President Reagan said he was going to extinguish the National Endowment for the Arts. And we literally, it was Chris Reeve and Susan Sarandon, Alec Baldwin, Stockard Channing, some of their friends who were activists and actors who went on a door-knocking campaign to Capitol Hill to save funding for the NEA. And we've broadened and we've expanded since then. We're headquartered in New York. We have offices in D.C. and L.A. And we use the power of the entertainment industry, the power of the arts for social welfare improvement. But every year we do a door-knocking campaign on Capitol Hill to either expand funding for Capitol Hill or save it from being extinguished, which there was a decree from the White House this year that it was going to be gone. And we work very hard. We just did a PSA campaign with Ian Armitage, who plays young Sheldon, to save the NEA.
And Tim, we talked about this with friend of our show, Jane Alexander, and she was explaining how the work of the NEA, it might seem to people like it's some faraway art installation, but really so much of it is local, your local theater group, the chamber orchestra, the dance school in your community, support of things like mental health for our veterans.
Absolutely. What people, or a lot of people, including politicians, many don't understand is that the NEA gives grants to every congressional district in the United States. So when you think about bigger places like New York or Los Angeles, there are NEA grants given in those communities, but that is maybe of less importance than the grants that are given to smaller communities all over the country who otherwise wouldn't have any exposure to or access to arts of any kind. So that's one of the main reasons that we're in this, because we know that New York and LA and San Francisco, Chicago, all the big cities are going to be fine in terms of their arts institutions. But it's the smaller communities in the middle of the country and around the rest of the country that really need this sort of good housekeeping stamp of approval in order to raise money, local money, to have an art an arts institution, whether it's a dance company or a symphony or a museum.
And we talk
which Bangor, Maine is a perfect example.
Yeah, well, and we talk about that here in a small city like Bangor that's lucky enough to have a professional theater group and a symphony orchestra. But also we know that the creative economy drives the entire local economy and is so important to it.
Yeah, our stats say that, it's not even our stats, it's the Bureau of Statistics say that for every dollar a community spends on the arts, $9 comes back. So we think that's pretty good odds.
And also, Tim, I think it's important to point out, too, that the money allocated by the government to the NEA is an incredibly small percentage of the federal budget.
Oh, yeah, it's a tiny drop in the bucket. And, you know, unfortunately, the United States, even in the best of times, has a woefully small budget for supporting arts on a national level. That said, it's very important to keep the NEA alive, because maybe someday in the future that budget will go up and help more communities around the country. But yes, the point is that supporting the arts for our government makes sense in a lot of different ways. First of all, it's vital to communities, for mental health reasons. It's vital to veterans for mental health reasons. And it's also a community builder, but also it's economically sound, not only sound, but an actual moneymaker. So there's nothing really detrimental about supporting the National Endowment for the Arts, except maybe sometimes someone will see a work of art that they don't think is beautiful. But that's, I like to say art is like food. We're not going to love everything we taste, but we can't live without it.
With so many distractions right now and so many things under attack, including the core of our very democracy, how do you at the Creative Coalition keep the arts as part of the national conversation?
Well, doing what we do now. We make sure that, as Tim says, arts are a fundamental part of every community. We educate, we motivate, and then we activate citizens and get on radio programs like yours because it is a drop in the bucket. And the NEA funding is a drop in the bucket, and the NEA is voting on this drop in the bucket funding. It's $207 million. That will go to every state, will be divided amongst every state, particularly states like Maine that are not the big coastal, that don't have the big coastal cities. And it's being voted on this month. So that's why this is so important that we're speaking to you. All you have to do is have your listeners call 202-224-3121, ask for their representative's office. Or their representative or the senator's office, and just say, please save the National Endowment of the Arts funding. That's it.
Well, Tim, Robin, thank you so much for the great work you and the Creative Coalition are doing. It's so important to keep the arts alive and support funding. Thank you so much for being with us, and we wish you good luck in this and in the future endeavors.
Thank you,
Thank
Rich.
you.